You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Snyder v. Phelps went before the Supreme Court this week. That is the case that involves the Westboro Baptist Church and their protest at the funerals of fallen soldiers. The church protests to make a point that America is being punished for its tolerance of homosexuality and abortion by our soldiers dying in war. As part of our coverage, we interviewed Hustler magazine's Larry Flint. Flint was involved in a 1988 Supreme Court decision that set a precedent for the case of Snyder v. Phelps. And here's what Flint had to say.
We pay a price for everything to live in a free society, and that price is toleration. We have to tolerate things that we don't necessarily like so we can be free.
We had a lot of comments about that interview. One of them was from Nate Phelps, the estranged son of Westboro pastor Fred Phelps, and Nate Phelps joins us now from his home in Alberta, Canada. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, let's talk about your position in the family. You've been estranged from your family for how many years?
Well, I left the night I turned 18, so it's been about 30-plus years.
And you spent a very, very long time not saying a word, keeping an extremely low profile, I imagine, on purpose. Why have you started to speak out lately?
Well, it actually kind of started as an accident. I met a young man when I was driving a cab in British Columbia, and he wrote an article. He found out who I was, and he wrote an article for the University of British Columbia paper, and that got a lot of attention, and I received invitations to start speaking, and so that kind of got the ball rolling and made me think through that process and decide to do it.
You know, I'm interested in your reaction to not only the choice by your father and in his church to protest at these funerals, but their motivation behind doing so. Why make these very public protests and call down these negative reactions from the community around them?
Well, the stated reason, and what I learned growing up there, was that there was, you know, they had an obligation. You know, they're hardcore Calvinists. They think that God's the one who makes the decisions about who's saved and who goes to hell, and that it's only a very select few, and the group of elect became smaller and smaller over the years in my father's mind, and they reason out that since they have been chosen out of, you know, the billions of people, that there must be some reason, and that they've got to discover that reason within the Bible, and then react to it. Respond to it.
I also read a comment in which you said that the more that the world hates them, the more they feel they're on the right track. Explain that to me.
Well, I mean, the Bible has passages that talk about when you get that reaction from people, when they're angry, when they dismiss you, when they want to kill you, that means you're doing my work. You're doing the right job. So it's kind of twisted logic, but that's the rationale that they use.
But Nate Phelps, what is your job? What is your obligation here? Because in many ways, the Constitution protects freedom of religion, even as annoying or offensive or provocative as that may be.
Well, without trying to sound too arrogant, you know, I've thought about this a lot, and I believe that for whatever reason, you know, they are who they are, they're doing what they're doing, and I have this unique situation. And I think that from the reactions I've gotten from a lot of people, that it has some kind of a countering effect on what they're doing. And I just feel like that's my responsibility to help offset some of the damage that they've done.
What decision are you hoping for from the Supreme Court in this case?
Well, I hope that they can, it doesn't really matter ultimately in my mind what side they come down on. They can still make the decision that the rights of people to bury their dead in privacy and mourn in privacy is as legitimate a right as the right to free speech and exercise of religion. I think that the argument that no matter what, you know, like Larry Flint said, that we have to put up with this. I think that that we can find a balance. I don't think that it has to be as extreme or absolute as that.
Well, you said in your comment on our website that you said that no founding father could have imagined ever having to deal with people standing outside a funeral, taunting the family and loved ones of the deceased. And it's my hope this is the reason the court agreed to hear this case. This is certainly kind of a no-win situation for the Supreme Court in some way. So you're saying that perhaps they can put a limit on free speech? I don't want to mischaracterize you, but perhaps there can be limits on free speech that don't keep people from being able to say what they want.
That's right. I mean, there are already limits on free speech, and to suggest that it's too demanding a burden on someone to say that you have the right to say what you want, you just can't say it right here and you can't say it right now. That's not too onerous a burden. And, you know, the notion that, well, if we let this one go, then we're going to start seeing more of our freedom and more of our rights collapse. You know, the slippery slope argument just doesn't hold water for me.
So what's the limit? You're going to make a little chain link fence booth inside cemeteries, inside the corner of churches? Where are you going to do it?
Well, I'm going to leave that up to the Supreme Court. Whatever they decide, of course, is going to have a lot of controversy. But even if you acknowledge that the right of people to bury their dead in privacy, in any way, it brings some peace, it brings some consolation to the people who are suffering in this country because of what they're doing.
Are your kids following the Supreme Court case and the actions of their grandfather?
They are. Yeah, I have tried to avoid discussing it directly to them unless they ask questions. But I know from the questions they're asking, like my daughter's in college, and she emailed me the other day that they have they were studying that case in one of her classes.
Nate Phelps, son of Fred Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church, in the case before the Supreme Court right now, Snyder versus Phelps. Thank you so much for joining us.